Earth, sky.
The moon represents our history, our past, and also our future. By understanding it, its formation, and what the processes that the moon has undergone have turned it into today, we can get a glimpse of what happened to the Earth.
You're listening to astrophysicist Yvonne Pendleton of NASA, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. In July of 2010, Dr. Pendleton was chosen as director of NASA's Lunar Science Institute. She spoke more about the work of the institute and its research on Earth's moon with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Pendleton, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
As the newly chosen director of NASA's Lunar Science Institute, what direction do you want to take science research of Earth's moon?
Well, the NASA Lunar Science Institute has been operating at a very high level and has been very productive for about 2 years now. And so my intent is to continue to enable it to do the wonderful science that it has been doing. We have many active teams across the nation right now. We have affiliate members from international partnerships, and they are all working together in some really exciting ways to uncover what we still need to learn about the moon.
Now, tell us about how the work of the Lunar Science Institute fits into the larger picture of NASA's exploration of space.
Well, virtual institutes are wonderful in that they bring together teams of researchers that might not otherwise work together so closely at the time of the beginning parts of their research as they would in a virtual institute. So this is not the first of the virtual institutes that NASA has. We have a very successful sister institute, the NASA Astrobiology Institute, and we have borrowed heavily from what worked for them. And there are several other virtual institutes that are in line to start up in the coming next year or so. So I really like the idea of saving people time and money by being able to communicate on a regular basis using technology and make them comfortable enough to share results that maybe aren't quite published yet. But by providing that extra piece of the puzzle, they may enable another group to make a breakthrough or go in a different direction far sooner than they would have doing things the typical way.
Give us a sense of about the science that's being done right now on the moon.
Because of the missions that have happened recently, especially LRO, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, and LCROSS, the mission that actually bombarded the moon and kicked up material that we are now analyzing, we're understanding far more about the moon than I had appreciated even a few years ago. We had hints earlier on that there was water on the moon from the Clementine mission, the Prospector mission, and a very important mission, the Chandrayaan, the M-cubed measurements of the moon, definitely revealed that the moon is a far more interesting place than many astrophysicists would have given it credit. What I'm extremely hopeful for right now is that the moon may be undergoing active chemistry even now. So it's not just the past that we're learning about, although I find that fascinating, the entire history and the origin and evolution of the moon and the composition of material in it. It's also interesting to me what's happening on it, from the solar wind that interacts with the surface of the moon, from the deposits that comets or asteroids, micrometeoroids left there and are currently also depositing, the small interplanetary dust particles that fall on the Earth every day, they're also falling on the moon, that kind of thing. And then, of course, what you can do from the moon. The far side of the moon presents a very interesting place for far infrared astronomy.
Now, besides the science that's being done here at the Lunar Science Institute, there's also efforts being done to reach ordinary people, to reach families, to reach teachers, to reach students. Tell us about some of those activities.
There's an extraordinary amount of activity going on right now to reach out to the public and to students. We care very much about the next generation, interesting them in science and math and engineering and technical fields. And the moon is providing one of those opportunities to grab hold of their imaginations and show them that it isn't something that just happened in the past, but these are missions that are ongoing today, and data is coming back that they can work on right now And so I think the moon is just providing us with an excellent platform to engage the public and engage students. I've been very impressed with the education and public outreach that our teams are doing. The virtual institutes are made up of research teams across the country, and each one of them has their own education and public outreach effort. And then on top of that, I think scientists across the country that are peripherally involved with any type of lunar science are also going into schools and talking to public audiences. So it's really a tremendous effort. Everyone seems to be quite excited about what we've learned in the last couple of years, and this has really happened in just the last few years.
What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about exploring the moon of Earth?
I think it's very important for people to know that the moon is not a dead object. And in many respects, the moon represents our history, our past, and also our future. So by understanding it, its formation, and what the processes that the moon has undergone have turned it into today, we can get a glimpse of what happened to the Earth. And therefore, we can fit it into the continuum of other planets. As we're finding other planets around stars like the sun, we will be very interested in the types of solar systems and the moons around those planets that are found. So every bit of knowledge that we're gaining about the moon is going to be leveraged as we go forward into the universe. The moon is a wonderful place. It's a fascinating place. And I'm so glad to have the opportunity to help tell people about that.
You've been listening to Yvonne Pendleton, the new director of NASA's Lunar Science Institute, headquartered at the Ames Research Center in San Jose, California. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.